Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise, and on a Monday at this time means it's time for the network update. Roger Lundquist joins us for this, and it's a good chance for us to sit down and just chat briefly about what's going on around Your Network of Praise. Now, Roger, the wonderful looming thing is 1 week from today, it's Friendraiser.
Well, it sure is. And Dave, I think we have got a great Friendraiser coming up. It's going to be a fun time for YNOP listeners, as we'll have some celebrating and some partnership to do on Monday, a week from now. It's going to be a great day. First of all, during Friendraiser, we have some interesting interviews. We'll have people like Bishop Eludi, who's going to give us an update on our station at Northern Tanzania. We'll also be hearing from Koki Ann, our Swahili language translator at the New Life Africa Translation Center. And as we speak, she is out on the road in Kenya doing a three-city tour distributing YNOP Ambassador MP3 players. Uh-huh. So we're really excited about that. Koki will be joining us on Monday to give us an update from Nairobi, Kenya. And of course, one of the highlights of the day is, as we go into this busy year of adding new stations to Your Network of Praise, we're going to be debuting a new station at Wheatland, Wyoming. I don't know what time yet, but sometime during our Day of Hope.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Wheatland, Wyoming, the newest addition to Your Network of Praise. Be listening Monday, the Day of Hope, for that. I'm looking forward to hearing from Koki Ann as well. I'm sure she'll have some great stories. And of course, Bishop Eludi, a good friend to our ministry. Now, that's the Day of Hope. Then we're also looking at the following days, looking at what's happening locally.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning, we will be talking a lot about the new stations that are joining Your Network of Praise in 2024. And again, we had 1 year. Back in 2007, we had a year in which we added a whole bunch of new signals. Mm-hmm. Most of those were translators. And I think we had about 13 translators and one full-power station go on the air during 2007. But in 2024, we have 11 stations that YNOP is either building or buying. And so the first one went on, KGLE in Glendive, went on a few weeks ago. Wheatland, Wyoming, KKWI, of course, going on next Monday. And then we have that remaining list of stations that you can find at YNOP.org. We're going to be talking about why each one is so significant to reaching more people with the good news. And some of them have a story as to how God has brought them into Your Network of Praise. And so we'll be sharing some of the details about that. And that'll be encouraging, I think, for each of us as we see how God is working to expand the reach of YNOP. And I don't think that's any coincidence, Dave, because this is a season where people really need hope. Wow. They really need encouragement, and they need good, solid, Bible-based truth in their lives. Yeah. And so it's no surprise that in this season, God would be giving us such unprecedented opportunity to reach more people.
Oh, that is so exciting. Yeah, we talk about it all the time. The reason it's vital to have these broadcasts out there is to share the gospel, share the good news with our neighbors, with those nearby, because that's the reason we exist here at Your Network of Praise.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's been, I think, just a tough couple of years in the U.S. And so for listeners in the U.S. and Canada, we just want to be there to provide that hope. And as we have these opportunities to go into new areas and reach even more people with the gospel, we are so grateful for that. And of course, a highlight also is Africa. We do have some things to talk about on Africa, the progress in Africa that we'll share during the Friendraiser. So be sure to be tuned in next week as all of this goes on. And Dave, I want to also say thanks to many, many people who have already sent in gifts for this year's Friendraiser in response to our newsletter that went out a few weeks ago. We've even seen a couple matching funds gifts that have been given. And we really appreciate that, because as this year we have such an enormous slate of activity to get done, Those matching funds are really critical. So I'll just mention that as well, that we still could use quite a bit more in matching funds. We just have this week to see those come in. So if you're one of those people who would like to make your gift in a very special way, those gifts of $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 would be so helpful in building matching funds for next week. But I do want to say thanks to everyone who's already joined up, because we've been really encouraged to once again see so many of God's people say, I want to see YNOP continue moving forward and help it to go forward into the next level with all these new stations.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Roger. And yes, you can find out more and pledge online at ynop.org. Give us a call if you have any questions. We'd love to talk to you. Friendraiser is just 1 week from today. We invite you to listen in on the Day of Hope, the kickoff to this year's Friendraiser. Thank you, Roger. If you want to go back and listen to this whole network update, you certainly can. We're going to post it on our podcast page at ynop.org, and we'll also be putting it on Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.